This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. There's been a sudden change at Cessna. Jack Pelton is out as chairman, president, and CEO, and the announcement didn't come from him or even quote him. Textron says a search for a successor is underway. Steve Morrow has been named by Boeing as president and CEO of its in-situ subsidiary, effective immediately. Morrow succeeds CEO Steve Sliwa, who retired April 1st. Master Instructors LLC has announced revisions to its Master Instructor Continuing Education Program to improve participation by glider instructors. Airbus says the exceptional commercial activity for its A320neo is led by a just-announced 100-aircraft order from International Lease Finance Corp. A memo of understanding had been signed back in March. Atlas Air Incorporated has been approved by the U.S. Department of Defense to begin providing passenger charter service for U.S. military personnel. The new service is expected to start this month and produce meaningful revenue growth for the company in 2012. A memo of understanding has been signed between General Atomics and RUAG Aerospace Services to offer the Predator B unmanned aerial system to meet the surveillance needs of the Federal Republic of Germany. Republic Airways Holdings has amended its agreement with Delta to add 6 dual-class Embraer E-170s. The move follows an amendment in January in which Delta has already added 8 of the same aircraft to its capacity purchase agreement. And North America's commercial airports have reacted to the death of Osama bin Laden by calling for a fresh look at using intelligence to make common sense changes to our security regimen. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks about the beginning of a recovering market with Kirk Fryer, Vice President of Sarasota Avionics International. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.